The playoffs in the NBA and the NHL are the big sports stories in this country, but for the rest of the world, the World Cup of men's soccer is the big thing. Next month in Germany, the 32 qualifying nations will join the month-long football extravaganza, which is expected to generate a worldwide viewing audience measured in the billions. Our resident soccer fan, sports writer Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal joins us. Welcome back, Stefan.
Hey, Robert.
And you don't exactly feel the anticipation here in the U.S., but I have a strong feeling that you're going to tell me that it's everywhere it exists.
It is. Yeah. And not just among U.S. companies that are spending millions of dollars to sponsor and advertise at the World Cup. There is, I swear, this quiet mass of fans who are monitoring progress of the U.S. team and other national teams. The website BigSoccer.com has a countdown clock ticking away right now, and it's 27 days, and then the hours, and then the minutes, and then the seconds, and that's until the opening match between host Germany and Costa Rica in Munich on June 9th at 6 p.m. local time. And every game, by the way, will be broadcast live in the United States, including the final in Berlin on July 9th.
Now, let's begin on a properly chauvinistic note here and talk about the American team. They've qualified for the tournament for the fifth straight time, and they've begun gathering in Cary, North Carolina this week for training. What do we think is going to happen for the U.S. Team this time?
It's a great team. This is a World Cup roster. It'll be split between players who are based in Europe and players who play in the U.S. League, Major League Soccer. The team is considered more talented and much, much deeper than the squad that reached the quarterfinals of the World Cup 4 years ago, where they had a very unlucky loss to Germany that would have put them into the semifinals, which would have been incredible. Now the U.S. is ranked fourth in the world by the computer program at FIFA, soccer's governing body. Nobody takes those rankings at face value. 8th to 15th in the world seems more like it for the U.S. And that really means that the U.S. can beat just about any team once, but they can't do it on a consistent basis. And that, frankly, is just outlandish progress over the last decade for the Americans.
So quarterfinals last time. Can they do better this time?
Well, there are two main issues going into the World Cup. The first is that the U.S. was drawn into what is known as the group of death in the first round. They're going to have to play the Czech Republic and Italy, both among the world's elite, along with Ghana, and only two teams advance out of that into the knockout rounds. The second issue is whether the U.S. will have everybody in what soccer coaches like to call top form. And the U.S. needs that more than the established teams. They don't have as much depth as you're going to find at the bigger soccer countries.
Now, you mentioned Italy. Police today raided the office of the Italian Soccer Federation as part of a widening investigation there into allegations of corruption in Serie A, the top Italian league. What's going on there?
Well, allegations that teams tried to influence the assignment of referees to particular games in the 2004-2005 season. Prosecutors in Italy are saying that four clubs and dozens of soccer officials are under investigation. The entire board of the legendary team Juventus resigned last night. And just to give you an idea of how big a deal this is in Italy, trading in Juventus stock was briefly suspended this morning after prices plunged. This could be just the break the U.S. team needs when they play Italy.
Thank you, Stefan.
Thanks, Robert.
Sports writer Stefan Fatsis, who talks with us about sports and the business of sports Fridays on All Things Considered.